Here it is, Frank Jagg from Sensibly Cynical, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hey there.
Today we're going to talk about bucket lists, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are on our bucket list. So I'm going to start first. One of the things that are on my bucket list before I die, I got to tell you, I've always wanted to do this my whole life. Go drive through Walmart, and you know what dooring is when you pull out your door and hit someone? Mm-hmm. I want to door someone 70 years or older. In Walmart.
On your bucket list?
It's on my bucket list. I want to do it before I die. I want to just door some old lady walking out of Walmart. Just drive by and say, Grandma's just walking out, and just drive by and open door, bam, flattened.
Mine's going to be more traditional, as in visiting a location, Frank. I want to go to the Guinness factory in Ireland. You get to pour your own beer, Frank. Like the perfect pour in Dublin. I want to do that. Not some stupid-ass high school prank, Frank. That anyone can do.
Yeah, but you can do that
every day. I'm talking about a bucket list.
You're
about to die next week, and you're talking about some shit at Walmart.
Yeah, but that's fun. It's exciting. Anyone can go. We're going to go drink beer, Guinness later tonight.
You know,
I could go buy a ticket to Guinness, but that actually is a risk. That's some exciting stuff.
No, Dublin is like once in a lifetime thing, man.
I don't believe that. Okay, I'm going to go again. My next thing I want to do before I die is I want to jump out of an airplane. With a parachute, yes,
okay,
Sean. With a parachute.
I was waiting.
This guy thinks I'm suicidal here.
Well,
that,
no,
I want to jump out with a parachute.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be exciting. I want to see it. I like the rush, and I hate... There's nothing more I hate in life than not having control of every situation. So, having free-falling and having no control my speed, that's exciting to me. Sean, you up next?
Next on my bucket list is Times Square in New York City.
Times Square in New York City?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Why? I've been there. I'm from a small town.
I'm from upstate New York. I've been in New York City many times. You're really missing out by not going to Times Square. There's beautiful things. They really made it, you know, it used to be like Disneyland, you know? They used to have hookers and drug dealers. Now they pussified it. You can't even buy illegal DVDs there anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, they don't have anything like, for instance, they have the Naked Cowboy. He's a must-see in Times Square. He's got a cowboy hat, a tidy whities, and just plays guitar. But he's such a New York icon, he once ran for mayor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got to go to Times Square, man. There's always great food in New York City anyway. But, I mean, Times Square is just where it's at, and that's where everything is at. All the great things to do. All
right, you're up. What's yours?
My next thing to do is I want to literally push somebody down the stairs.
Like, who are you? Like, come on, man. I'm trying to make this serious conversation.
That's something I want to do.
Yeah, but...
A flight of stairs. It'd be really fun.
Yeah. You don't want to... There's not, like... Have you been to, you know, Lincoln Memorial? Have you done any of that stuff? Like, I
lived in D.C.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that part.
I used to drive by it every day for about a month or two.
I forgot about that.
I want to push someone down the stairs, but not like you just push them down the stairs. Yeah. I want to, like, trip them and, like, try to get them to do that 180 where they face plant down the stairs. It'd be freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Exhilarating.
All right. My bucket list is I want to jump out of an airplane with someone on my back because I'm such a lame.
Oh, it's fine, dude. The 21st century, if you want someone on your back,
I'm scared.
Hey, man, listen.
I do want to jump off the plane. I'm just going to need help.
21st century, whatever you want to do in the middle of the sky with some other guy on your back, it's all up to you, man. It's all up to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I'm just afraid and a wimp. But eventually I will do it.
I get you.
Okay, go.
My next thing is, oh, man, I want to do some sexing. I want to have sex with a nun.
A nun?
Yes. I think it'd be fun.
Like, pop her cherry, like the first.
Yes. Like, not like one of those young ones. That's not fun. A real old one who has her whole life. She's had that whole... commitment to God, and I just want to right where before she's about to go. You know, just keep going and just let her live a little before it's over.
I want. Hey, I mean, more power too if you can pull that off. All right, I want to go to Mardi Gras, Frank. I have not, I know, call me lame, I have not been to actual Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Louisiana. I've been to Fat Tuesday. That is everywhere. You know, you go to, I've been in Virginia, they celebrate Fat Tuesday. No one really shows up because it's snowy. I'm talking about the real Mardi Gras, and I'm sure you've experienced that, right, Frank? Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras is on your bucket list?
Yeah, it is. I haven't done it.
I've been to the last three.
I haven't done it, okay? I've lived in middle of nowhere, Florida. I've lived in Richmond, Virginia, and Orlando. Like,
this year is an actual anniversary.
It's not even close.
It's an anniversary. It's one of the like 100. They hit some 100 marks.
I'm going to go where,
300 marks.
I'm going to try my best to make it this year. But yeah, that's on. That, unfortunately, my life is that lame where that's on the list.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. You always go, you know. It's always weird, but you gotta go with good people. Yeah, some people that, you know.
Okay, so not you. I have to go besides
you. No, you gotta go with exciting people. You can't go with people. Sometimes you go with some people and they'd be like, oh my god, movies! And you're like, come on! Let's keep going.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sure you won't be like that, right, Frank?
I've seen them before, I heard, in a magazine once.
Anyways, you're up.
My next thing, what I wanna do, is I want to go backpacking through Europe.
I've been backpacking, but not Europe. That'd be fun. What countries? Like Sweden? Are we talking about Sweden?
I want to go to Italy. I don't want to go to Sweden. They're not even in any wars. Like, I want to.
Yeah,
if I want to go see a bunch of pussies, I go to Washington D.C. No, I want to go through Europe. I want to go to Germany.
Yeah.
I want to see maybe Oktoberfest. So maybe October is when I go. November-ish. I want to go see Oktoberfest. I want to go to Italy. I want to see the Northern Lights. I want to see Prague. I want to see all those cool places. I want to see England. I want to see, obviously, really good places. I don't want to see Sweden. I don't want to see France either. All they do is poop their pants, and that's why the.
You want to go to Amsterdam?
No, I don't want to go to Amsterdam. You know,
no.
My body is God's temple, and I don't think it's right to put drugs in it.
What, weed?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Okay.
How about yourself?
On my bucket list. Let's see. My bucket list is I really want to go bobsledding. You know that sport that's in the Olympics?
I know what bobsledding is.
I want to go bobsledding. I don't care where. A legit Olympic-style bobsledding. I think
really?
That's like, yeah, I think that's so awesome. I want like a tour from like one of the Olympians. And I just want to go fucking bobsledding, dude. I bet the greatest thing ever. Does that sound lame for me wanting to go bobsledding, Frank?
You better get a terminally ill disease or make a lot
it's
of
great.
Money.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The only two ways I see that.
No,
that
I want to go bobsledding. Yeah,
yeah, with toured by an Olympian.
Yeah, for real.
All right. I can see that. I can
what,
see
you
that.
You don't think bobsledding's cool?
I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just seeing. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So my next thing I want to do is I don't know. Mine isn't about going places. Mine is about doing crazy things. Like, but since we've talked about things that are somewhat unattainable to a certain degree, what I want to do that would be on my bucket list that's probably unobtainable is I want to straight pimp slap the President of the United States. Not necessarily, I don't care if it's Trump, Obama, I don't care who the President is. I just want to, just whoever they are, the sitting President, at the time I get an opportunity to do this, just straight backhand them.
Why, Frank?
Why? Because why would you not want to punch authority in the face? Slap authority in the face.
I mean, sure. But we're talking about a bucket list. We're probably talking about a bucket list. You're talking about something you can do.
Really? When can you slap the president of the United States?
Okay. Yeah, I get your point. I get your literal point, but you can go through your local states, you know.
I can slap Ben, but you're right. I can slap
states
anyone. Yo, Sean, come over here for a second.
I get your point, but I mean, I don't know.
What's wrong
it
with
could
that?
Be other stuff you'd want to do.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, it's your turn. You can tell us what a better idea is.
I want to be in a foursome. That's one of my bucket lists, Frank. Yeah, man. I've never been in a foursome before, so I'd like to experience that one time. Three chicks, obviously, Frank. And I think it'd be really cool. I don't know who these chicks are. I don't know if I don't care if I have to go to Las Vegas to go to a brothel and find three women. I don't care. I just
classy.
Want.
Very
no, for real. Hugh Hefner. I mean, if he was around, he could probably hook me up. But he's not around anymore.
Can you imagine being Hugh Hefner? Like,
you don't want to be. You don't. That's not one of your bucket lists.
I don't.
Or have you already been in a foursome,
sir? That is not something I want to do because even as a kid, I never really liked to share my toys and stuff. I'm not a big share. It's not things I want. But Hugh Hefner, if you look at Hugh Hefner, you know, wherever he goes, heaven or hell, it's probably worse than his life on earth. So, in my bucket list, if I could have one thing on my bucket list to do before I die, I'd want to start my own religion.
What?
I want to start my own religion.
All right, Frank.
Where people could worship me and tell me how awesome I am. Plus, it's a great way to get rich because people give you money and it's a tax write-off. That would be my ultimate top bucket list. What would yours be?
Seeing my Jacksonville Jaguars in the Super Bowl, Frank. Actually, you know what, Frank? It's going to happen this year. We have Blake Bortles at quarterback. We have Leonard Fournette. We have Saxonville. Jalen Ramsey. Clayus Campbell. Yannick Ngakoue. I already said Jalen Ramsey. He's so good, I can name him twice. AJ Boye. I mean, the whole team is littered, Frank. Jacksonville is going to surprise everybody, and it's going to be Jacksonville winning the Super Bowl this year. That's in my bucket list, and if it happens this year, which I think it will, that's going to totally screw me up financially, but I'm going to mortgage everything to be at that game, Frank. That's my bucket list.
Please just tell me one thing.
I'll be there when it happens.
Please just tell me one thing. You don't mortgage your whole life to be in the nosebleeds.
I mean, I don't care where I'm at. As long as I can see them win the Super Bowl, I'll be good. It don't matter where in the house. As long as I'm in that facility when they win the Super Bowl, hell, they don't even have to win it. As long as they participate. And for some reason, you think that they don't have a team this year to do it.
I did not say they don't have a team this year.
Wait, said, so you don't think Blake Bortles can lead the team to the Super Bowl? Is that what you really think?
What I said was, there's one team in the playoffs this year that has Tom Brady.
We have Saxonville, the defense. It's like,
Tom Brady defies odds.
We're number one in passing yards, number one in sacks, number one in this, yada, yada.
My favorite team is the New York Giants. They've beaten the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. No one cares. And I just want to tell you, the Patriots defy odds. You never know what Patriots team is going to show up. Jacksonville has what it takes to win the Super Bowl, but again, you don't know what team is going to show up.
But anyways, back to the topic. That's my ultimate bucket list, is seeing Jacksonville in the Super Bowl.
And I want to end with a sensible thought. We all have these bucket lists, and they're not always realistic. Obviously, a lot of things I just named, probably never going to do, would be a lot of fun to do, but I'm never going to do them. But, you know, it's a bucket list because it gives you something that may be attainable someday and something to reach for. And in the meantime, while reaching that bucket list, you can live one heck of an exciting life getting there. Sean, you up next.
And Frank, I'm choosing cynical because I know half of these listeners won't even do their bucket list at all. Thank you for listening to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me again,
Frankie Jag.
All right, until next time, take care.